You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The benchmark equity indices ended Wednesday's trading session in positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 added 36.80 points or 0.03% to settle at 19,443.50. while the BSE Sensex gained 33.21 points to 64,975.61. The broader indices ended largely in green, with the gains led by mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index dropped 79.25 points or 0.18% to 43,658.65. Realty, pharma and healthcare stocks led the gains among the other sectoral indices and added over 1% each, while banking, financial services and IT stocks faced corrections. BPCL, Adani Ports, Asian Paints, Cipla and Titan Company were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggards included ICICI Bank, Infosys, NTPC, Tech Mahindra and Tata Consumer Products. The Volatility Index, India VIX, ended down 1.38%. Next up, the World Health Organization on Tuesday released the Global TB Report, and it revealed that although the tuberculosis response is recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, accelerated efforts are needed to meet new targets. According to the report, India accounted for the highest number of tuberculosis cases in the world in 2022, making up 27% of the global burden. The report also revealed that among the top 8 high-burden countries, India was at the forefront with 2.8 million TB cases in 2022, with a case fatality ratio of 12%. WHO estimated that the number of deaths in India due to TB was approximately 3,42,000, with the majority occurring among HIV-negative individuals. Moving on, Godrej Industries on Wednesday released its second quarter earnings for the financial year 2023-24. It posted net profit for the quarter ended September 2023 at Rs. 87.30 crores, down 44.1% in comparison to Rs. 156.18 crores during the same period last year. It recorded revenue from operations at Rs. 3,937.61 crores, down 2.1%, as against Rs. 4,021.04 crores during the second quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 265.5 crores, up 20.5% on year, while the total income recorded by the company during the quarter in review was at Rs. 4,256.87 crores. Godrej Industries incurred total expenditure during Q2 FY24 at Rs. 4,094.51 crores. In another development, Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation Limited has reported 30.36% net profit growth at Rs. 294.67 crores for the September quarter 2023-24. Sharing the information in the Bombay Stock Exchange filing, the company said it logged net profit of Rs. 226.03 crores in the same month last year. According to the IRCTC, the total revenue surged 23.51% to Rs. 995.31 crores, as against Rs. 805.80 crores in the second quarter financial year 2023. The IRCTC board has declared an interim dividend of Rs. 2.50 per equity share. It may be noted that IRCTC was conceived as an extended arm of Indian Railways. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has informed that a cyclonic circulation is situated over the southeast and adjoining East Central Arabian Sea in the lower tropospheric levels. This atmospheric pattern is expected to lead to the formation of a low-pressure area in the East Central Arabian Sea on November 8, 2023. In view of this, the isolated heavy rainfall in the southern peninsula region of India from November 8 to 9, with a gradual reduction in intensity thereafter. The weather pattern is influenced by a western disturbance functioning as a trough in the middle tropospheric westerlies. Additionally, a fresh western disturbance is on the horizon, likely to bring light to moderate rainfall and snowfall to the western Himalayan region until November 10, extending its influence over adjoining plains on November 9. In other news, EICMA is the grand stage for two-wheeler makers around the world to showcase upcoming motorcycles and concepts. Taking advantage of this, Kawasaki has used the opportunity to unveil the Ninja 500 and the Z500, both of which use the same engine but are dressed in different bodywork, similar to the Ninja 650 and the Z650. One interesting aspect of the new 500 lineup is that motorcycles use a single front disc brake setup instead of the twin brakes a 650 and above get. The motorcycles feature a dual-channel ABS setup and an LCD dash, amongst others. Lastly, the Indian Railways has cancelled the operation of the country's first Tejas Express train on November 12, 2023 due to Diwali. Instead of this, the train will run on November 14th. The premium train, introduced on October 5th, 2019, is being operated and maintained by Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation. The Lucknow-New Delhi-Lucknow IRCTC Tejas Express covers a distance of 511 kilometers in 6 hours and 15 minutes. This is the fastest train on the route, followed by Swaran Shatabdi Express and ANVT Hamsafar Express. Both the trains cover the same distance in 655 hours and 7 hours respectively. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.